Fish conservation advocate Josh Mills talks about a very controversial subject. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Coming up for vote in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives is Kathy McMorris's bill, sponsored by a few other representatives in the Northwest, H.R. 3144. It's a bill that has really kicked the can down the road within the aspect of Snake River Dam preservation. The lower four Snake River dams are a real detriment to salmon and steelhead recovery. One of the most contentious issues that I've ever been around, but truly, we have spent $16-ish billion in the last 20 years in salmon and steelhead mitigation costs across the Columbia and Snake Basin. And here we have four dams that really have outlived their usefulness, including barge traffic. And that's what they're really built for. They account for less than 4% of the power grid. And at the same time, they're run-of-river dams, so they don't hold water back like a reservoir does. So we have this tremendous amount of habitat behind these dams that we could unleash for better salmon and steelhead recovery, as well as recovery for the recreational industries within the area. Imagining a lower Snake River with recreational opportunities, including kayaking and a million other things that can happen, is quite awesome. And the lower four Snake River dams are not like the Columbia, which are mega power producing dams. I would highly encourage folks, if they're fisheries advocates and they're advocates for river restoration, to contact their representatives and tell them your opinion on House Bill H.R. 3144.
The vote's next week.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.